people do not seem to see that as part of its system itself. Instead, it adopts the easy recipes of the extreme right and believes that it is the immigrants who put at risk the welfare state than the French people raised after the war, a phenomenon we see in other parts of Europe as well, with an alarming growth of the extreme right, with fascist traits in Germany, Austria, in Spain, with Vox, which has now entered the government of one of the autonomous communities. The left will eventually have to rebuild its strength. For now, its main figure is Mélenchon and his France Insoumise, but it will be necessary a unitary work in the long term. In the immediate term, the task for the French people is to prevent Le Pen and the extreme right to take the presidency of the country. Good day.
Niños del mundo, si cae España, digo, es un decir, si cae del cielo abajo, su antebrazo que hacen en cabestro dos lavinas terrestres. Niños, ¿qué edad la de las sienes cóncavas? Qué temprano en el sol lo que os decía. Qué pronto en vuestro pecho el ruido anciano. Qué viejo vuestro voz en el cuaderno. Niños del mundo, está la madre España con su vientre a cuestas. Está nuestra maestra con sus penas. Esta madre y maestra, cruz y madera, porque os dio la altura, vértigo y división, y suma niños. Está con ella, padres procesales, si cae, digo, es un decir, si cae. España de la tierra para abajo, niños, ¿cómo vais a cesar de crecer? ¿Cómo van a castigar el año al mes? ¿Cómo van a quedarse en diez los dientes? En palote el ditongo, la medalla en llanto. ¿Cómo va el corderillo a continuar atado por la pata al gran dintel? ¿Cómo vais a bajar las gradas del alfabeto hasta la letra en que nació la pena? Thank you. hijos de los guerreros, entre tanto, bajad la voz, que España está ahora mismo repartiendo la energía entre el reino animal, las florecillas, los cometas y los hombres. Bajad la voz, que está con su rigor, que es grande, sin saber qué hacer, y está en su mano la calavera hablando, y habla y habla la calavera aquella de la trenza, la calavera aquella de la vida. Bajad la voz, os digo, bajad la voz, el canto de las sílabas, el llanto de la batería y el rumor menor de las pirámides y aún el de las sienes que andan con dos piedras. Bajad el aliento, y si el antebrazo baja, si las férulas suenan, si es la noche, si el cielo cabe en dos limbos terrestres, si hay ruido en el sonido de las puertas, si tardo, si no veis a nadie, y os asustan los lápices. Si la madre España cae, digo, es un decir, salid niños del mundo, id a buscarla.
Tristeza, se sufre, pero se sale, altura y pelos.
¿Quién no tiene su vestido azul? ¿Quién no tiene su vestido azul? ¿Quién no almuerza?
Solamente nacido. vivir, corazón. Esta tarde es dulce porque no ha de ser. Viste gracia y pena, viste de mujer. Esta tarde en Lima llueve y yo recuerdo las cavernas crueles de mi ingratitud, mi bloque de hielo sobre su amapola, más fuerte que su, no seas así. Mis violentas flores negras y la bárbara y enorme pedrada y el trecho glacial pondrá el silencio de su dignidad con óleos quemantes el punto final. Por eso esta tarde, como nunca, voy con este búho, con este corazón, y otras pasan, y viéndome tan triste, toman un poquito de ti en la abrupta arruga de mi hondo dolor. Esta tarde llueve mucho y no tengo ganas de vivir, corazón, y no tengo ganas de vivir, corazón.
Bueno, y ahora vamos al fichero latino de hoy, 17 de abril. Entre los anuncios de interés público tenemos dosis de refuerzo de la vacuna contra la COVID-19. Están abiertas las inscripciones para vacunarse con la tercera dosis a las personas que tengan 18 años y más. La provincia también ha anunciado que se empezará a dar la segunda vacuna de refuerzo o cuarta dosis a los mayores de 60 años. Consultar y reservar en línea en el sitio web Click Santé en francés o en inglés.
Eventos. Concierto de la pianista Alejandra Cifuentes Díaz en el ciclo Un recital de piano sur le chandelle con obras de Chopin y Liszt. Viernes 29 de abril a las 20 horas en la iglesia Saint-Denis, esto es frente al Metro Laurier, admisión $35. Para información, llamar al 514-774-9148.
El Consulado General de la República Argentina en Montreal anuncia que se celebrará un nuevo aniversario de la Revolución de Mayo con el concierto Homenaje al Tango, que se realizará el 25 de mayo a las 18 horas en la École de Musique Vincent d'Indy. El consulado espera que los puedan acompañar para celebrar juntos esta fecha patria. Las invitaciones se enviarán en los próximos días.
Y el Consulado General de la República Argentina también invita a la charla informativa Reconocimiento de Competencias y Calificaciones en Quebec, que se realizará el miércoles 27 de abril del 2022 a las 18 horas por la plataforma Zoom.
Concurso convocado por la Feria Iberoamericana del Libro Canadá. Se llama a participar escritores de poesía o de ficción, así como artistas visuales para la publicación de un libro de alta calidad. Todos los que formen parte de esta publicación única en su género, además de ser publicados en el primer gran libro ilustrado de arte y literatura latino-canadiense y de llegar a un gran público, estarán apoyando las iniciativas de la Feria Iberoamericana del Libro en Canadá.
El plazo para presentar trabajos es el 30 de abril de 2022. Para mayor información, escribir a hispaniccanadian@gmail.com.
Y entre las publicaciones tenemos las ediciones en francés e inglés del libro Presencia Chilena en la Belle Provence. Se hallan a la venta en la librería de la Universidad de Montreal, esto es en el 3200 de Chambrillan, en la librería Bertrand, esto es el 430 de Saint-Pierre en el viejo Montreal, en el internet, en la cadena Renobre, en la librería Argos, en el 1841A de Saint-Catherine Oeste, y en la librería Paragraph, esto es en el 2220 de McGill College Avenue. El precio es de $10 más impuestos.
Y el tiempo para hoy, según Environment Canada, la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá. Combinación de sol y nubosidad con una temperatura máxima de 9 grados. Para esta noche, despejado con una mínima de menos 2 grados.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tienen alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquense con nosotros a Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook. Vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latintime y de paso denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino es escuchado en América Latina y el mundo a través del internet entre el sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario, simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado, presionando Latin Time.
Bueno, y recuerden que esta semana es, además de desearles felices Pascuas, tenemos también Happy Pesach y también tenemos Ramadán para aquella gente de la comunidad islámica.
Muy bien, feliz Pascua, Happy Easter, Happy Passover.
Ser que vivo, me pesa haber tomado de tu pan, pero este pobre barro pensativo no es costra fermentada en tu costado. Tú no tienes marías que se van, Dios mío. Si hubieras sido hombre, hoy supieras ser Dios. Pero tú que estuviste siempre bien, no sientes nada de tu creación. Y el hombre si te sufre, el Dios es él. Hoy que en mis ojos brujos hay candelas, como en un condenado, Dios mío, prenderás todas tus velas y jugaremos con el viejo dado. Tal vez no jugador al dar la suerte del universo todo surgirán las ojeras de la muerte. Como dos haces fúnebres de lodo. Sorda, oscura, ya no podrás jugar porque la tierra es un dado roído y ya redondo. A fuerza de rodar a la aventura, que no puede parar sino en un hueco, en el hueco de inmensa sepultura. Hoy que en mis ojos brujos hay candelas, como en un condenado, Dios mío, prenderás todas tus velas y jugaremos con el viejo dado. Tal vez con jugador al dar la suerte del universo todo surgirán las ojeras de la muerte, como dos haces fúnebres de lodo.
Yeah. mortífero. Está lloviendo de la gotera, de la gotera de tu amor. Está lloviendo. Mas cae, cae el aguacero.
Hay golpes en la vida tan fuertes, yo no sé. Golpes como del odio de Dios, como si ante ellos la resaca de todo lo sufrido se empozara en el alma. Yo no sé. Son pocos, pero son. Abren zanjas oscuras en el rostro más fiero y en el lomo más fuerte. Serán tal vez los potros de bárbaros Atilas, o los heraldos negros que nos manda la muerte. Son las caídas hondas de los cristos del alma, de alguna fe adorable que el destino blasfema. Esos golpes sangrientos son las crepitaciones de algún pan que en la puerta del horno se nos quema. Y el hombre, pobre, pobre, vuelve los ojos, como cuando por sobre el hombro nos llama una palmada, vuelve los ojos locos y todo lo vivido se embosa como charco de culpa en la mirada. Hay golpes en la vida tan fuertes, yo no sé.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is Amanda Dawn Christie telling you that if you're interested in radio, AM, FM, shortwave, amateur radio, pirate broadcasting, and more, you won't want to miss the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is Sunday, April the 17th, and it is Easter weekend.
Yep.
We hope you are enjoying the long weekend. We thank you for tuning in to our show. We are here every week with 30 minutes of news and information from the world of radio. My name's Sheldon. Gilles is the other voice you heard, and we invite you to contact us. radioreport@yahoo.com is our email address. We are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. Our Facebook group, International Radio Report. We welcome Vorlock and Hector as two new members. We're at 752. And our YouTube channel, if you'd like to go and listen to this show or previous shows, you can find them on youtube.com/International Radio Report. And we have 608 subscribers there. We thank you all for subscribing to the channel. And you can check a whole bunch of our past shows and also some special edition shows on the YouTube channel. We have a little bit different show again this week in that we're going to give ourselves a bit of a break starting off the show. We came across an interesting piece from CBC Radio, the program called The Current. There's been a lot of features going on different outlets of stories relating to the Ukrainian conflict. And this one comes to us, as I said, from The Current on CBC Radio. Headlined, Ukrainian radio station is staying on air for the war effort from a makeshift studio in the mountains. So we're going to sit back and take a listen to this special report from CBC's The Current.
In a war like this, people are stepping up to help in all kinds of different ways. Take Kraina FM, for example. It used to be a normal pop rock radio station in Ukraine, and then war broke out, and the people running the station had to flee their homes. They wound up in a small village, producing radio out of a makeshift studio with a new purpose. Bogdan Bolkovetsky is the CEO of Kraina FM. Bogdan, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Now we are good. We are fully operational. We have our routines in check, so it's good now.
Tell me what happened. You were, as I mentioned, a normal radio station playing rock music in Ukraine, and then war breaks out. What happened in those first days after the war?
Mayhem happened, actually. What happened was unthinkable. It's like having a war from your neighbors who come over and start killing everybody and literally destroying the city. So 3 days of absolute not understanding what's going on. Then people started getting back to senses and to make some sensible decisions. We decided to move what we could to a safer place. And then some of us, like three or four, reunited a small village, and we started broadcasting again.
You went to the local military station when you got to this small village. What did you do? Tell us about that visit.
Yes, we went there because we've heard the announcement that everyone should show up, and we showed up, and the guys at this military station asked us about our prior experience. Did we have any army experience? We said no. Can you shoot? We said no. And they said, what do you do for a living? We say, we make radio station. Which one? This one. And then obviously knew this station. And they said, okay, we know where you are. Just go and keep doing the radio station, because they have a lot of announcement to make, and people need to hear information. Just go and do it.
Tell me, describe the studio that you're broadcasting from. I mentioned you're in this small village. So describe your studio.
Imagine a small village and a small cottage and a small office of a bookkeeper, real small. In a corner of this bookkeeper's office in a small village, we have two tables put together and we broadcast from there.
How difficult is it technically in the midst of a war to broadcast?
Technically, it's very difficult because we don't have steady internet connection, and even simple things need to be done like several times, or we have to make several attempts to make anything happen. And that's the most difficult part of it.
But you have equipment? You managed to bring equipment from your other studio to set up there?
No. We fled only with one microphone, which was by chance in the trunk of our program director. And then we addressed some guys in Austria, and they sent us in a mixing console, like three or four more microphones and three or four laptops. So we have sort of makeshift studio right now. We have not removed the equipment from Kyiv. It's absolutely impossible.
How many people are working through the studio right now? How many people do you have with you?
Three.
And the people who would normally be working for your station back in Kyiv, where are they?
Some of them are in Kyiv, some of them around the country, some of them in Poland or in Hungary. We're all scattered now.
What are you broadcasting? Describe how your content changed from being a rock station to this station.
It was pop and rock station, and it was mostly music, but we played only Ukrainian language music, 100%. And right now, after every song, depending on the internet connection, we also play an announcement for an army, or either a poetry, which is sent to us by our listeners, by our audience, or we play an anecdote or a funny story by our military, or psychological advice. But mostly we are focused on the announcement of, like, help needed.
Tell me more about that. What are the announcements that you're making on air?
Oh, I'll give you a very clear example. Military called us one day, it was like 2 or 3 days ago, and said they do not have printers anymore, operational printers, and they need a printer urgently for some reason. And like in 30 minutes, they call back and say, now we have three. Stop broadcasting this message.
That shows you the power of what you're doing.
Yeah, it shows not only the power of what we are doing, the power of people who listen to this and react. Not we are doing, we are not delivering the printers, you see? People just take the printer from home and bring it to a military station, and now they have the printer.
You're still playing music as well. Why do you think playing music is important at this time?
Because when people are in shelters, I don't know, probably you're not aware of that, but when people are in shelters, and in Kyiv, I was in Kyiv for several last days, and in Kyiv, air raid alerts are 8 to 9 times a day, lasting from 30 minutes to 3 hours. And while people sit in shelters, they sing, and they sing only Ukrainian songs. It lifts your spirit. It helps you somehow. It connects you with your, you know, inner Ukrainian, I would say.
You mentioned as well that you're broadcasting anecdotes, funny anecdotes. Tell me about one of those.
Listen, it would be really hard to translate in a funny way. The brightest one, I guess, do you know about Chernobyevka?
Tell us about that.
Chernobyevka is a small village where Russians usually keep their helicopters. And right now, Ukraine managed 11 times attack their helicopters, 11 times in a row, almost on a daily basis, and destroy all the helicopters. And they keep sending them in. I would say it's not funny, but it's funny because 11 times they do not change the location. They send in more helicopters. At night, helicopters get destroyed. That's the premise of the joke, okay?
Mm.
The joke is, do you know that Ukraine is asking NATO and other countries to close the sky?
Yes.
You've heard that. Now, the joke is that Russian is addressing NATO and asking NATO to close the sky over Chernobyevka. They cannot lose helicopters anymore.
When you tell a joke like that, in the midst of a war which is awful, what do you think you're providing to the people who are listening?
Listen, that we have a chance. That we are fighting. That's a joke about us winning and them losing. That's a good joke.
What do you see as your broader role here in the war? I mean, when the military people said, go and make radio, what do you see as the role that you're playing in this war?
We keep military to move along. We try to fulfill their needs, if they have any and when they have any. We lift in spirits of people who listen to the station, and they are doing the job.
What is that like, to be a source of comfort for people in the midst of something awful?
Listen, it's still awful. Everything is awful. You can only hope that someone is feeling better. It's dreadful. It's dreadful. I mean, everyone lost someone. You don't have such good news. You have usually very troubled news. Somebody died, somebody got injured, somebody's house was destroyed. It's like a funeral for 35 days, and if you can lift somebody up, that's good, I guess.
You've been really insistent in saying that what you're doing is not heroic. Why do you keep saying that?
Because I had this implication from a couple of interviews. Oh, you went somewhere. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, you are playing this or playing that. Maybe I'm misinterpreting this, but I want to stress this out exactly, that what we are doing right now is absolutely nothing compared to what military is doing. Military are heroes. All the rest are just assistants at best.
How do you wrap your head around this more than a month into this? That, as you mentioned, your neighbors have attacked. So much of what people took for granted has now just been snatched away from them. Can you possibly understand what's happening?
No one can. I mean, you just have to let it sink in, and it's unthinkable. You just realize and just look at this, but you cannot comprehend it because there is no explanation. Why? What for? Why? I mean, it's just incredible.
What do you want? Part of being a broadcaster is being able to tell your story to people who you don't even know. What do you want through this conversation for people outside of Ukraine to know about what daily life is like for you?
For me personally, compared to a lot of people, I am in luck compared to a lot of people. I know that my house is destroyed, but I still hope my mother-in-law is still alive. So many people know that their relatives are dead. So what was the regular life? There is no regular life. I used to have a regular life. I don't have it anymore. I used to have a house. I used to have a cat. I used to have a car. It's destroyed. I was wearing the same pants for 26 days, same sweatpants, 26 days, because that was everything I was left with. Hey, how is it regular? It's not regular at all. It's war.
In the face of that, where are you finding the determination to keep going?
Do we have any options? You just support and you do what you can do. Like people who bake bread, the bakers bake bread. People who can drive, they drive. People who do radio, they do radio.
Do you have hope that you'll get back to Kyiv at some point in time again? That, I mean, we've been talking about how this is going to end. What is the hope that you have of seeing an end to this and getting back to the life that you had to abandon?
The hope that we will win, that it will end in some foreseeable future, it has to be stopped. It just has to be stopped. So many people are dead. For what? You guys lucky that you don't see it and don't understand it to a proper measure. That's very good. But believe me, there is no sense into this. There is absolutely no sense. Just animals, barbarians, who came from abroad. Putin is supported by 83% of Russians. Think about it. 83%, every 8 people out of 10, support what he does to Ukraine. Is this a nation? Are they human? 8 out of 10. Hitler didn't have that support.
You're doing really important work, and it's incredibly dangerous, but it really means a lot to the people who are on the other end of the radio listening to you. I'm really glad to talk to you. Stay safe, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and we are not in imminent danger. I just want to tell you, and everything what is happening good in Ukraine right now, every hour proud is our military. The rest is just some assistance and some help, but military are the heroes. We are not. No one.
Bogdan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bogdan Bolkovetsky is the CEO of Kraina FM.
It is kind of interesting in that story to hear how they quickly put together and got equipment together to create a radio station to be on the air and help also at the same time help the community and also cheer up. They were talking about a couple of jokes they made on the air and so on to try to help and cheer up a little bit in times where it's probably very difficult right now.
There's been a number of reports I've been seeing that a lot of the different people monitoring services, radio services out of the area, are a little bit surprised at how some of the stations have managed to stay on. And internet in some areas seems to be still active, and they've been trying to restore it in a few areas where it was broken down. But radio is certainly becoming an important vehicle for getting different types of programming, whether it's communications information back and forth, or just, as you said, trying to keep people informed as well as entertained a little bit as well using radio.
Well, what's coming up is the World Amateur Radio Day on April the 18th. This is via the International Amateur Radio Union. Every April 18th, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. Amateur radio experimenters were the first to discover that shortwave spectrum, far from being a wasteland, could support worldwide propagation. In the rush to use these shorter wavelengths, amateur radio was in grave danger of being pushed aside. The IARU's history has noted amateur radio pioneers met in Paris in 1925 and created the IARU to support amateur radio worldwide. Just 2 years later, at the International Radio Telegraph Conference, amateur radio gained the allocation still recognized today, 160, 80, 40, 20, and 10 meters. Since its founding, the IARU has worked tirelessly to defend and expand the frequency allocations for amateur radio. Thanks to the support of enlightened administrations in every part of the globe, radio amateurs are now able to experiment and communicate in frequency bands strategically located through the radio spectrum. From the 25 countries that formed the IARU in 1925, the IARU has grown to include 160 member societies in three regions. IARU Region 1 includes Europe, Africa, the Middle East, and Northern Asia. Region 2 covers the Americas. Region 3 is comprised of Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific Island nations, and most of Asia. The International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, has recognized the IARU as representing the interests of amateur radio. Today, amateur radio is more popular than ever, with more than 3 million licensed operators. World Amateur Radio Day is the day when IARU member societies can show our capabilities to the public and enjoy global friendship with other amateurs worldwide. Theme for World Amateur Radio Day 2022, of course, was announced as chosen celebrating amateur radio's contribution to society. We have provided a poster for World Amateur Radio Day. Any club may download it and use it to promote the World Amateur Radio Day in their area. The poster comes in two sizes, so you can go and check that out. And, of course, there's special events in different countries and little things happening. There's Canada, Radio Amateurs of Canada get on the air on World Amateur Radio Day special event. Denmark has the Danish Radio Amateurs that will activate 5 Papa Zero Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta on April 18th. And there will be awards available. The United States, the ARRL, has created a webpage in support of World Amateur Radio Day. The TenTech Legacy Nets returns in 2022 with special call sign W1W to celebrate World Amateur Radio Day. So check-ins across three bands, 80, 40, and 20 meters on April 18th. And voice over IP and Echolink, ROC HAM, done on April 18th and 19th with the call sign of W1W. So all stations around the world are encouraged to check in, and there will be special event QSL cards available also for that. So lots of stuff to check out. And hey, I'm in New Ham. I was thinking that I should participate and try to make some contacts on World Amateur Radio Day. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, hopefully the propagation will hold up, and it's been a little bit strange over the last couple weeks. What's been going on with it this time around?
First of all, we had a really strong geomagnetic storm. Totally surprised everybody just as the show was playing actually last week. Things have been off and on with some geomagnetic storming again this week, so lots of solar wind creating unsettled events. The sun is a little more quiet, but there's a very active sunspot that's actually approaching. So this could also spark more solar flares, more geomagnetic storming. Sunspot number 37, the Solar Flux 103. And there is also a coronal hole that will actually send some solar wind on April 17th. So that could also make some unsettled conditions. But you know what? Whatever they're saying, whatever you see on the internet, you got to turn on that radio and listen.
This is Janice of Dorval. The International Radio Report presents 30 minutes of news, information, and commentary on developments in the world of radio every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
We next go to a report that appeared on Radio Online on Monday, April the 11th. The headline is, Study Reveals Trust with Radio and Podcast Influencers. iHeartMedia and PMX, the investment arm of Publicis Media, have unveiled the results of a study focused on the community of audio influencers. The study, called Exploring the Brand Benefits of Trust and Companionship in Audio, found that consumers perceive radio and podcast personalities as highly relatable, trustworthy, and authentic. The new study, conducted by Magid, combines methods to highlight the role that different audio channels play in the lives of the audiences when it comes to trust and companionship. According to the research, radio hosts rank high when it comes to their perceived authenticity and connections to the communities they serve. Podcast hosts are perceived as highly honest and trustworthy. The research confirms that radio and podcast hosts are perceived as some of the most trustworthy, essential, and relatable personalities in the media ecosystem. The study proves promising for advertisers. 55% of participants said they listen to commercials more often on radio and in podcasts than through any other medium. In addition, 53% found radio and podcast advertisements to be more relevant than on any other medium, and 51% said they are more trusting of radio and podcast advertising than on any other medium. When comparing radio versus streaming music services in 9 consumer categories, including restaurants, retail, automobiles, and more, consumers who purchased a product were more likely to buy from an audio advertisement in every single category. The research highlights what we call the trust halo, the unique relationship and trust that audio listeners form with their favorite hosts, personalities, and programs, said iHeartMedia CMO Gail Troberman. Other key takeaways from the study include radio listeners are 129% more likely than listeners of other audio platforms to say they listen to be entertained. Podcast listeners are 158% more likely than listeners to other audio platforms to say they listen to immerse myself. Radio hosts are seen as some of the most relatable and trusted influencers when compared to other vertical such as TV and social. 67% of podcast listeners and 74% of heavy podcast listeners, defined as the top 25% of hours listened per week, say that podcasts motivate and inspire. 71% of podcast listeners and 79% of heavy podcast listeners say that podcasts entertain and teach something new. The research also included a study in which audio listeners were asked to give up radio and podcasts for 3 days. Participants reported feeling lonely, disconnected, and more overwhelmed doing simple tasks. One radio listener said, quote, felt like I was being excluded from a conversation. Radio personalities are the original influencers. We found they've retained that status over time and are now joined by podcast hosts as major influencers in media today. That benefits advertisers in terms of the impact on their campaigns, said Magid Executive Vice President, Global Media and Entertainment, Mike Bloxham. Gee, people must trust us too.
I would guess.
Let's hope so. This brings back that whole discussion we have a lot about some media companies getting away from personality-driven radio. Yeah. This survey seems to prove that people want those personalities and they find them very trustworthy when they have them and depend on them.
Yeah, and it's definitely true what they're saying also about the fact that, you know, turn off the radio. There is kind of a feeling of loneliness. That voice coming out of the radio is actually giving an impression of you not being alone.
Yeah, in some cases, just to have a background.
Yep.
You know, the silence is, that phrase, silence is deafening.
Yep.
You know, having something else there in the background is comforting, I think, in some ways as well.
So we have a story, which is a wireless flirt, radio about radio from Ireland, via John Walsh, Galway, Ireland, courtesy of Shortwave Listening Post. Wireless is the name of a monthly series about radio, which John presents on Flirt FM on 101.3 FM in Galway and online. Wireless covers all aspects of radio, analog and digital broadcasting, community, regional, national broadcasters, niche broadcasting, pirate and alternative radio, podcasting, questions of ownership and diversity, and aspects of radio past, present, and future. The program is broadcast from 3 to 4 p.m. on the first Monday of every month. John Walsh says Wireless Flirt is also a blog from Ireland by a self-confessed radio addict. My day job is in academia, but radio is one of my hobbies. Check out monthly episodes of the program at Flirt FM Online or on John's Wireless Flirt blog. In the April 2022 edition of Wireless, John looks at the part of the radio spectrum called shortwave, considers its importance in the past and continued relevance in a digital world. Founder of the Shortwave Listening blog, Thomas Witherspoon, discusses the historical development of shortwave, including its heyday during the Cold War, and explains how it continues to be used today, for instance, to evade Russian internet censorship during the Ukrainian War. The program also remembers Irish pirate shortwave operators of the 1980s, as featured on our related site, pirate.ie. So this sounds really interesting. I'm going to have to go and take a listen.
Yeah, I looked at the website. It's a once-a-month show, as you said in the article, and you can go back and listen to previous editions of the show as well. So that April edition was just aired recently, and kind of timely that they're talking about the shortwave radio spectrum.
So we have upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, we have three of them coming up next weekend. The first one is the 1010 International Spring Contest. It is digital. From 0001 Zulu, April 23rd to 2359 Zulu, April 24th. It's organized by the 1010 International Group. Digital QSO parties should be operated in the digital area of the 10-meter band and operated using digital modes only, RTTY, PSK, etc.
There's the SPDX RTTY contest, 12 Zulu, April 23rd to 12 Zulu, April 24th. Organized by the Polish Radio Videography Club, bands 3.5 to 28 megahertz, no work bands, and the mode is RTTY.
And finally, the Helvetia contest, 1300 Zulu, April 23rd to 2359 Zulu, April 24th. It's organized by the Union of Swiss Shortwave Amateurs. It is CW, SSB, and digital, and it runs 160 through 10 meters, no work bands in that one either. So do go out and celebrate World Amateur Radio Day, which is coming up on Monday, April the 18th. We'll have all this information posted up on the Facebook page for you to go and check out. Look for us, International Radio Report, on Facebook. That will do it for today's show. We thank you for tuning in. Tune us in again next Sunday morning for the next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time.